Gilg Tú, Gilg Jé as Gilg Merach.
She kleine gael de forad nish. As smile am shu is a haltige rish, we wish you geishach rish, as sonnen chid chid, we wish you geishach sonnen chid chid. My name is Robert Cuttine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
In this programme, which is called Kleine Gael, you'll hear two threads. As we continue with William Gell's work in English, as Skeel Sigilg and a story in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Urish, well, we've reached Canto 9 of William Gell's poem, and it has its own title, The Russian Epic. And this is how William Gell rounds off his 1906 poem, Manin Veg Veen, a poetical sketch of the Isle of Man. And he's brought us to the limestone walls of Castle Rushen. We, in fact, won't quite round it off in this edition of Kleine Gael. To Skeeline, and Chiad Sean on skill of a scrooch egg James Bolton's on a club nigh Chiad, as ve scrooch on the vis Jerry Jay and Club Shen, Sight on Zachdenyach Erna Foglan and Jera Ern Oldrawi Chitkus Jera. As ten skill shawl yours James Bolton and Message Buen Mawari. Emvod Argelted. The Festival Interceltique, the Inter-Celtic Festival, is underway in Lorient, Brittany. Later we'll hear something of this year's Penbagad, yesterday's winners of the Kenstrivadeg Vroadel de Bagadou, the Championnat de Bagadou, the Breton Pipe Band Championship. Let's start off, though, with an important part of this morning's televised Grand Parade through the streets of Lorient. Tashu geishach rish radio vanning, stashun the nashun, skelyena washdulish, Alan Vanning.
Nation celte, c'est l'île de Man qui est située au beau milieu de la mer entre l'Angleterre et l'Irlande. Une terre celte connue pour ses chats qui n'ont pas de queue et ses béliers qui ont quatre cornes. C'est pas une blague, hein. Elle est représentée par le groupe Skedanjorg, qui veut dire hareng rouge, car le hareng fumé est l'une des spécialités de cette île. C'est un tout jeune groupe de danse traditionnelle fondé par une jeune femme qui s'appelle Grania et qui a une belle et longue histoire avec le festival interceltique, puisque la première fois qu'elle y a participé, elle n'avait que 6 ans. Thank you.
And that's Gavin Jurg taking part in the Grande Parade through Lorient this morning. And there we heard David Kilgallen playing the fiddle, Reggie Dolasso playing the whistle, Owen Williams on the guitar he was playing, in fact, and Paul Collister on mandola. And we heard this morning's commentator, Cyril Ferraud, describing Manx dance group Scathan Jurg. And inevitably in Lorient, the sound of pipes and drums is never far away. List, on the summit of this tower, whose silvery note proclaims the hour, his gift when Derby ceased his power. For nigh 2 centuries, its knell the generations seems to tell he loved his ancient kingdom well. Well, these are the Earls of Derby, kings and lords of Man from 1405 through to 1736, when James Stanley, the 10th Earl, died without a male heir. The lordship of Man passed to his first cousin once removed, a great-grandson of James Stanley, the 7th Earl. And that great-grandson of James Stanley was James Murray, the second Duke of Atholl. William Gell goes on, here, where the drawbridge drooped to cross the depths of the forbidding foss, trim gardens now recoup the loss. A foss is just a ditch or a moat. And, of course, those gardens are in place there. You can walk through them. Next, pass we those stout walls between, for much remains yet to be seen and told of Manin's king and queen. And in 1983, the Welsh Tourist Board initiated what they thought was a celebration, Cestyll 83. It was all about castles. It rather backfired on them because the castles were seen as the symbols of oppression by the ruling elite who lived in them. Vechitgas Gerra Taura. As Vashen Corrau de Jim Stapleton, Je Shachten Vlein Oil, Ons Buena Wari Gretchen. For Jim, Jane Aignia, Fagin the Raushaw, Lass Jerry, and Overegger, Roger Chacht and Shen, the Roch Fonner, the Gold Solar J. Pert the He. Hewlett Tai, Vian Overegger, Lashaw, through the Ferks a fast the beg. Corabe, Jols Jack a Cunis, as Corerson Gins Munion a Ven Shen, Mary V. Aignia, the Chow Dach Shacht and Jerinach, me Luniston. Doth Jim Tudjean. As gawi bog a jain ennachtan last is a scornach ege, as ons a scowanan. As renne biberni de bogoil leg a vrod tamultach ve cor den chion ege. Va treis ersen de jinnach a druga last a mach smunion jay gretchen va greima ersen, as de jinnach a jach ege dolla mach jolluan ar bi jay vaina hinchin ege. Ni yain eben ege, Gau Jim Toyach der Tigl na vodach e frail vain smunion ege a jerkles raw lau, an owl. Now, as I mentioned, the sound of pipes is ever present in Lorient, but here's a set of the quieter Lowland pipes, Scottish Lowland pipes, being played by a festival guest, Scottish piper Breege Campbell, although here she's playing tunes from rather further afield. young Scottish piper Breeze Campbell, who's in Lorient at the moment, and there she was playing some tunes. The second one, I think, was a horo, probably from Bulgaria. Breeze Campbell, wonderful piper, and she was playing there the Lowland pipes.
The Nation Station, Match Radio.
Stasiwn na nasiwn dy radio fan yn y siodiw Clenigail, Mer yn Pyn, Robert Cytyn Coswell, Robert y Carslach.
Fel Bobby Bob.
Fe yn y ben chrau, Gretchen Stapleton. Sgon fe cweg trai yn yr urgyd. Och, fan ffodd y gyd y mwy corori corp a ffregr tacht yn ffar enym Gretchen Lien. Fa cwmwl ti afalia beg tîr y greiri. A chyne i trefod ffagus dy lwyd i dy fodach i yd dy chlasn. Fad rhyw dynnw ffachyd ys dynnw fegji. Fan y caddanec chymwr ys chawrin dy rawi yng edyn rei ffodd a edd a henna rys caw bregan gwrs pech cairj yn y bi. Fa cairj yn y bi, fa lyrgach yn ec gwrs mamath ys chwys ys geis tínach. Ys sleisn gwrs hippo. As tre renni minuch na illach mach, na smenke a nadjo, ve gurish bleke stiach ons biel dorige mar uig eg bugen mare enjach, va kruit ons inchen Herman Melville na Joseph Conrad. Van a lawenek chamoor as bluggen en kaja, as otach kragen krai kjouch na merok spina roost, fos eg as glas, vai korp a vilja juice smoo. William Gell refers now to outbuildings for the inner gate. Here, Tinwald mustered to debate, to sit and hatch the eggs of state. Confronting us, the castle yard, so reminiscent of the guard. And that dread legend, 6 months hard. The architect Armitage Rigby, 1864 to 1910, wrote notes about Castle Rushen, and these were published by his wife Edith in 1927. And amongst the notes it says, when the castle was turned into a prison in 1815, the ground on the east side of the main ward seems to have been raised considerably, partly burying the lower story of the Derby House, and completely burying the remains of the old stables, brewery, mint, etc. And on their sites, warders' cottages and other prison buildings were erected. During the recent restoration, and Armitage Rigby was writing this in the early 1900s, during the recent restoration, this added ground has been removed, exposing once again the foundations of the older buildings. It was Armitage Rigby who carried out restoration work, and on some of the restored arrow slits you can find the date 1906, which happens to be the date of William Gell's poem, of course, as well, although some of that work would be carried out later, some of it had already been carried out. The honoured country in this year's Festival Interceltique de Lorient is Galicia.
Thank you.
Some music from Galicia and Lubia played by Berro Gueto. And often when the Galicians are playing music or dancing, they have percussion, obviously drums and tambourines, but they also use scallop shells, which they rub together percussively as well. And the symbol of this festival, with its honoured country being Galicia, is the scallop shell. And the scallop shell is known, scallops are known in French as Coquille Saint-Jacques. The capital of Galicia is Santiago de Compostela, and that's where you find the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela, and it's dedicated to St. James, of whom the scallop is the symbol. And so if you walked the Camino on a pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela, you're entitled to wear a scallop shell in your hat as a symbol of that pilgrimage. So that's Anubia, some music from Galicia, the honoured country, in the Festival Interceltique de Lorient this year. In the early 1900s, Armitage Rigby oversaw the dismantling of the prison facilities which had been added to Castle Rushen since 1815. The work was carried out at the behest of Lord Raglan, who became Lieutenant Governor in 1902. He was spectacularly outmanoeuvred by the organisers of the general strike of July the 4th and 5th of 1918, but a suitable length of time was allowed until his retirement, to save a little face at least, and he went in April of 1919. "Ah, Russian," writes William Gell, "thou concept sublime, what idiosyncrasy of time associated thee with crime? Hadst thou not fallen on evil days when thou receiv'st vicious strays to purge them of their evil ways? Haply a more refining touch released thee from the vandal's clutch. Manin, though mute, rejoices much. Where jail accoutrements defiled and prisoners nursed the iron child, grim occupants who never smiled." And William Gell glosses the iron child as the stone-breaking hammer. So as we heard, 6 months hard was the cry. This was prison with hard labour. "Ve imedi smeglen ek, as ved leiste chouds ve lort, mor de bechad cor eber cosner sul ve fairech ure, as ve air jim riu gre de vodach shen grenia clach rael. For ullion a jollowin shaw, clay on zinchin jim, chouds ve gull a turus er train a lay a gain. Uns jernais a taxi, vine stashun gus a tie, for cree jim boola de cry, van a lurgach a negger brebble as van scornach egger a jit de veich a chirum, na rau enabled de clug a sheeser jit de ve vegach cunion jay trains manner. Va Jim genachten de vee golf erbij van de monachen shaw, chouds van de jollowen kader magiet as tomme as right through de hinchenegge. Honnick Jim, buen Gretchen, chouds henka taxi herish mullige grink. Doltajim va de hulurid gee in de vee kuhn. Va Jim genachten de round hinchenegge va rai is a kriege va boole, en ol tijert er snaus en air, chouds ren a taxi chit gus a wen. As nish shodun pertel kjol wash a horn, the Bullingy Troil Band are in Lorient at the moment, and here they play a tune by Will Coleman. And Will was here with the band Gwariorion for Uncrunniach a few years ago. The Bullingy Troil Band here play his tune, "We Ain't Going Far." Some old friends doing Shuniach, in fact, the Balinji Troil Band, they've been here a few times, and playing Will Coleman's tune, We Ain't Going Far, and Will, as I say, in taking part in the Cruniach some years ago with the Cornish band Gwari Orion.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
As you gaze, Jacklish Radio Vanning, Stashun and Nashun, Mscalia was Dulish, Alan Vanning. Shake Clay Nagald and Clay Shaw, Mish Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert the Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Fuddy the round the cunion egger, Clay Fargiach. Fuddy the nae she oil, vech a chacht and short chit. Fuddy the row Gretchen, a vogain, va Jim Rew Shilton either way. Fuddy. Doltajum van immernach gol na smelia, as henke ge stad.
An elmi gul na snedem na shaw, won ye?
Scummer les Jim va gargena, as gawi toyach der tar mach a walladega, rennen immernach cor jay a telia, as a sul les shees of air les skriach na boin and bogga, a glid of viewed der out dulligan gul er kyau as a roll on's cool strew a garbage. He asked Jim Rishalid, the smunion, must he had made her was get Gretchen. For immerke and immernach the bollach, now yerkich. Och, on sach den ya, how Jim and oil yin this jay. For short day nach day, as howds hule the malgus a yat, ve genachten the rau riddenach genoa gair sa cosmos, nor rau the hulurid the bollach cart sa tail. And William Gell goes on, free labour had with strenuous dint unearthed old Manin's royal mint, which erst evolved the precious glint from out foul refuse hard and deep, which long had girt the stately keep while memory had seemed to sleep. I don't know the circumstances, but Gell makes it sound as though the work of the prisoners had it was the work of the prisoners that had discovered the remains of the mint. Does that mean that whilst the prison facilities were still there and prisoners were working in the yard, or by the time of Armitage Rigby's work, were prisoners who were housed by that time in Victoria Road in Douglas had been drafted in perhaps to help his work at Castle Rushen? I'm not sure. It just makes it sound free labour had with strenuous dint and so on. That's what makes it sound. And of course, he was writing at the time that the work was being done, so perhaps that was the case. And on to more prisoners now. The dungeon deep in Mother Earth, where captives bade farewell to mirth, to wondrous legends gave their birth of monsters and their monstrous acts, theme which the feeble mind attracts more strongly than the strongest facts. Yet such this fact has ever been. Susceptibilities are keen when influenced by the great unseen. Well, this is the track by the Mollag Band, which appears on the Festival Anticeltique de l'Orient CD for this year's festival, Arène na Fi.
Thank you. shore folks gets nae smooth. Nish time he govrach air and that's time fool. Day arms gin new come and no. As all and dawn as all and jerk. Tired at brow, chitten and
A Wren the Fee by the Mollock Band. Well, William Gell doesn't reveal what might be these stories when influenced by the great unseen. Reader, he says, should you be one of these with feeble nerves and shaky knees, observe, our function is to please. So, if you please, 'tis wisest tact to leave uncanny fiction's tract for scenes of grand historic fact. Well, I'm not aware of any particular horrific stories associated with Castle Rushen. I'm sure there are those who had an unpleasant time, including one we'll hear of a little later. But there's nothing like the more the do of Peel Castle. There are stories of the White Lady of Castle Rushen, but I've not heard that she did any harm. And so let's go in. Passing, he says, within the inner gate of this grand citadel of state, we note the efforts made of late its pristine grandeur to restore, ere barbarisms had glossed it o'er on roof and windows, wall and floor. Well, of course, here he's making reference to that work being overseen by Armitage Rigby to remove the additions and restore the original. As Jim chit gusiat, honnick e drawi croch a forslich, as the rower glass of a brish and yard. When a cowrach and mestich the voots neg iru the lie, ull you kujach sa lech fawn yat, as eish fad golg as a wen. Dyer Jim na cowrach and kasha, as tre henke in his nether, honnick a linder erskin dors a wen, a frame a dorish, as clach and the vall a magitamush, spray it, a slay it, lesh fool.
Chowd zichy nos, square Jim morve riojit, as rene ligamach sheen quech, sheen a rene riu clashen, lye hawk, lye screech. Va de wunyan and lie maru solo dorish, na boots in Wellington as jagged and kirichok, jur glesh fool. Kadinka lesh and de shaw heris solo dorish. Fuddy der a woodson negatozach as der en gretchen ud of e jail on shaw, edin rehedin. Ren feeglin as lorgan faller, dorach gamalish as lorgan faller, doracha elia, li jail sool jim gus bun lagna grecian foy. We heard Ray Dolloso and Owen Williams as they played in the Grand Parade for Scathan Jurg, and they're in Lorient's part of the Mira Royal Trio with award-winning harp player Mira herself. In time for Mira's appearance at Lorient, she recorded another album of 7 tracks, and this collection is called Woven, of which this is one of the tracks, her own composition called Moon at Dawn. Mira Royal with her piece Moon at Dawn.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
She stashun the Nation to Radio Vanning. Clena Gailton, Claire Shaw, she Robert Katine Coswellton, and a morum, Robert de Carslach.
Bobby Bob.
Van a ballister and sculptage as brish, for twil vura as scorton ons the bollachin, as mullach a chamer, magit lag na grecian. For tullu denia courage ons carnain, gin bios eg bun na grecian. Van a kerp varawok cast, na bailock croch a foslich, as na altan, lawan, na mirin na corpanock, vei rapet your soul, on spryin the fool as the chrau vris. For lawan as raich and sheena the debajach susna grecian, chowds ren the roigader and cor eber clo a chan ven chrai. For either en gretchen vach kagan nayad, chowds vi imminat ergul vain doris toshi gusper na grecian. But Jim meng old kismet herishin dech or marweg a doris toshi, as nish fein a chiado herish a charnain the genia brish, as blake a nis a duller eg berne grishin. Va snide a yech, beggin gorm, snau susan shen, as van air millich le sor de ridinach losht. Oddach Jim clashin pech eniach tarn enel de trom as de chunt as an sheen jay chitmach as a dorach as gort. In the early 1700s, the church and state were conflicted. The Stanleys hadn't forgotten Bishop Thomas Wilson's part in the 1704 Act of Settlement, which they considered went against them. And in 1722, Bishop Wilson and his ecclesiastical court had made judgment against an individual, and the state ordered him to rescind it. He refused and was fined £60, or in lieu was to suffer imprisonment in Castle Rushen. Bishop Wilson chose to go to jail for the principal involved. Writes William Gell, "Here, zealous to defend the right, deprived of liberty and light, the saintly Wilson won the fight. Though might or right would ride roughshod, meekly he kissed the chastening rod and left the issue with his God." Wilson appealed, but in the meantime his fine was paid through Thomas Corlett. However, the dampness of the prison badly affected Wilson's right hand, and thereafter he was apparently unable to move his fingers to write. Now, reminding us that this week also sees the great Celtic festival the Eisteddfod Genedlaethol taking place at Llanrwst near Conwy in North Wales, and you can watch that on Channel 4EC all week, including a little bit of Manx involvement at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, Monday the 5th of August, here are Welsh visitors to Lorient this year, the ABBA male voice choir from Senghenydd, singing Arwel Hughes's hymn Tyddi y Roddhaist, Thou Who Gavest. Mabion Aber from Senghenydd in the valleys of Wales, the southern valleys. That was Tyddi y Roddhaist.
Jim, she os ton nach ne?
She wari, she mish ton.
Ta over ein re yinu.
A shen, Geraint Skeel shen. Ascending now the winding stair, we view a spectacle most rare. The enduring limestone everywhere. No creek,
portentous of decay in fragile pine when pines away the fragile fabric of today. Above, below, hewn limestone blocks, unyielding as granitic rocks, built to withstand a thousand shocks. And Castle Rushen remains a fine building to this day. Well, looking ahead, I'm pretty sure we'll finish William Gell's poem next time in Clairnagale. Now, there are two concourses in Kenstrivadeg Vroadel de Bagadou, the Breton Pipe Band Championship. The leaders after the first leg in Brest were Bagad Cap Caval, who are from that area, in fact, but they were only ahead by 0.13 of a point. However, they played even better yesterday in Lorient and won there by 0.51 of a point, so consolidated their position with a win overall of 0.22 of a point from Bagad Kemper. So the Pen Bagad once again this year is Bagad Cap Caval. Recorded in Lorient yesterday afternoon, this is the Bagad Cap Caval with their award-winning performance. Ach, masor, dera, anach, yet, shene, wash, Clairnagale. So now, until next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert the Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a creary, was orsilier, as my yearian shared you, will you? We'll be right back.